This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. After meeting with people all over the world who get by on just a dollar a day, Paul Polak believes he has a good sense of what kind of folks these poor people are.
These people are not the way they're pictured in the West. They are funny, creative, stubborn. They are entrepreneurs, most of them. They're survival entrepreneurs. You have to be on a dollar a day or you'll die.
Talking with them, coming to understand their lives and societies is essential to finding tools to help them improve their circumstances, Polak adds. As the keynote speaker at yesterday's 5th Annual Dialogue on Poverty in Santa Rosa, he explained that's been his life's work for the past 25 years. During that time, he founded International Development Enterprises, IDE, a Denver-based nonprofit that works to provide low-cost tools that enable poor households to increase their income, attacking the root cause of poverty. That cause, a simple shortage of income, is constant, even though the surrounding circumstances may be quite different.
In a rural setting, people may be very, very poor, and they may have some things that are terrible. One in five of their kids die before they're 5 years old, for instance. That's really tough. On the other hand, compared with the urban environment, these people have a kinship group, they have friends, they have a support structure. In the urban setting in developing countries, you have a lot of people who migrate to find seasonal work, like construction jobs. They live in terrible housing, no sanitation. At the same time, they get paid $2 a day instead of $1 a day, and they take some of that home with them.
So far, most of IDE's efforts have focused on rural farmers in third world countries, devising low-tech, inexpensive mechanisms to help increase their agricultural production. These tools, such as foot-powered pumps or simple drip irrigation systems, are sold to the farmers with the expectation they will repay that investment within months, thereby harnessing the best aspects of traditional capitalism.
The thing that works is to take advantage of the best parts of the free enterprise system to create sustainable income-generating opportunities for poor people to help them create those things for themselves. It takes the elements of capitalism that are most worthwhile and tries to avoid some of the pitfalls.
But to effectively reach the hundreds of millions of people still living on a dollar a day worldwide, Polak is developing strategies he hopes will engage some atypical partners, multinational corporations.
The big impact will be if the mainstream of international business sees this as an opportunity to enter virgin markets and generate attractive profits.
To do that, they will have to absorb and apply Polak's approach to understanding the cultures and communities they hope to reach. Without that, he cautions, the essential step of marketing these new products is doomed to fail.
The design of the marketing strategy is a much more daunting problem than the design of the technology. If you don't understand that your customers, most of them, don't read and write and don't have access to mass media, you're not going to be able to set up any marketing program that's worth anything. The marketing strategy has to fit the culture.
There's more information about Paul Polak and IDE on the North Bay Report website at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.